This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, gee, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
That was a great start to the week. Then you saw the President's address to the General Assembly, and I think it showed the strength of the United States, but it also asked the world to come together, and it asks all the countries to come together as we fight these rogue regimes, and mainly North Korea and Iran. And I think what you saw were a lot of countries responded. They were very positive to the speech. They appreciated how blunt and honest he was. I think that's been the overall theme from the international community this week, is how straightforward he was and how refreshing it was as they heard him speak. We also today met with our allies, Japan and South Korea. Obviously, a lot to talk about with North Korea, and so we had good conversations with them. And the President reassured, obviously, Japan and South Korea, but they also talked about strategies going forward for North Korea. On Iran, that was...
Nikki Haley, UN ambassador, commenting on the week that was and the impact of Donald Trump casting the vision. Again, Scott, I think there's so much to like about what he shared, and obviously the people are responding to it. Polling has gone up. Of course, I'm always suspicious of polling, and you can drive yourself nuts. This concerns me. I think somebody had suggested that Donald Trump does pay attention to the polls. I don't know how much veracity to give them, because it was some of that polling that said that Hillary Clinton was going to sweep the election, which didn't happen. So how much veracity do they have? Just the way I look at it. But polling does give you an idea. I always say, in the absence of no information, some information, even if it's invalid, even if you want to give it a 10% quotient, it's 10% of validity that you didn't have before, I guess. So maybe there is something there. But all eyes continue to be on North Korea, especially after these sanctions, and China, surprisingly. And I say that as a pleasant surprise. Obviously, China is not ready to make a move to replace America as a world leader. And they probably know that if Kim Jong-un, maybe he's just, Rocket Man is crazy enough to really unleash, hell and what have you, with all kinds of nuclear bombs. And maybe China understands that, and this is why they've decided to participate in these sanctions and have cut off the Hermit Kingdom and the ruler of the Hermit Kingdom to see if they can possibly get them in line here. But meanwhile, we're hearing that North Korea has issued another threat to test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific. And, of course, the White House is responding with a very direct warning. If they do conduct an H-bomb test in the Pacific, this could be pretty crazy. Some have suggested that maybe this could be a Russian hoax, or somebody is playing games here. But obviously, even the threat, because of all the other preceding actions by KJU, that this needs to be taken seriously. And, and this is North Korea's response to the sanctions that have been put out there. In other news, let me remind you, we've got next week, we got Pancake Day coming up next week. Do you know that? Even though today is the first day of fall, we got the 70th year anniversary. I say this for my oldest brother, who was a career Air Force, and his 70th anniversary of the United States Air Force. So we hear Air Force music their theme song in the background. So congratulations and happy birthday to the Air Force then and now. And as I say, Pancake Day coming up on the 26th. Scott, we got to do something exciting there. 1 in 5 Americans eat pancakes every week. Did you know that? Some and nice little tidbits. So that's coming up. Also, on October, what is it, October 3rd, October 5th, is it Bring Your Bible to School Day? You can't actually bring your Bible to school. It's going to be on Thursday, October the 5th. And so they had, 356,000 last year. So they're expecting to surpass that number this year.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And as I mentioned, while you're there, make sure you click on the site for Christian Saucier. Not only do we have the interview there with him, but also his story and a petition that we're going to be submitting to the president and our commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, to pardon Christian. This was a topic that came up in the campaign of 2016, as you might recall. Christian Saucier was the Navy submariner that was a minor infraction, and as history, lays it out, he was still a rookie. I mean, he was a couple of years in the Navy, and he and a couple of other buddies took some pictures in, a nuclear submarine, and kind of regarded it as a low classified area, something he shouldn't have done. He made a mistake. Generally, what happens when this occurs, like it did with the other two Navy men, it was they got penalties, the normal in military type penalties, and I think there was maybe a reduction in rank and that kind of stuff, just the standard stuff, something that fit the crime. Well, they find out about this, about his infraction some 11 years later. So now he's 13 years in the service. He's had stellar reports and evaluations. Everything has risen to the rank of E6, Chief Petty Officer, First Class. And so all of a sudden this comes out, and this poor guy with a 2-year-old, not quite 2-year-old daughter, goes to jail, goes to prison. And his case was heard not in the military court, to really put it, put the pressure on him. They addressed this situation outside of the military, which is one of those odd kind of situations and exceptions. So you knew that they were going to make an exception, and they did. So here he goes to prison for a year after serving our military, and he's going to be released with a less than honorable discharge and going to lose benefits. Of course, his reputation is tainted. All this whole deal, instead of, being addressed in a different sort of way. And even President, then candidate Trump, realized it was unjust. And I think most people on the face, as you read this, will see the injustice of this, because this poor kid, now he's out of the military. It's as if, the last 13 years of his life, 11 years of his life have been erased. And it's going to be tough for him to get a job. He's, financially been decimated. He's lost his car. I mean, it is a really tough story. But anyway, read about it, get the details, and I would appreciate your support. I know Christian would as well. Sign the petition so we can get it off to President Trump, okay? Our guest here, and he's been so patient waiting, and I appreciate your patience and grace as always, Patrick Wood, author, lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals over Washington Volumes 1 and 2 as they were, you know, the early watchmen and warners of technocracy. Technocracy has been rising for, you know, what would you say, the last millennia or, you know?
I would certainly say it's been re-rising or regenerating itself since about 1973.
Mm-hmm. So, but even then, it is, you can go back historically, Patrick, and you see, you see seeds of this where it's all about control. Whatever you want to call it, if it says some kind of form of government social engineering, and this is that form. And it's even to the point that even the modern day technocrats are getting a little uncomfortable, are they not?
Well, they are. And technocracy as a doctrine, as an economic doctrine, a replacement system for capitalism and free enterprise, was fully formed really by 1934 or 5, if not 1932. Been around a long time, Bill.
Right.
And it got rejected back in those days for a number of reasons, but it got resuscitated in the early 1970s, in particular by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who brought it to David Rockefeller, who together formed the Trilateral Commission with the express purpose of creating a new international economic order. So, you know, that's kind of set the flag in the ground for all the stuff we see today coming at us, for instance, from the United Nations, sustainable development, which is an economic term. Green economy is another buzzword that's used as a synonym.
Mm-hmm.
And this is antithetic to free enterprise and capitalism, which made America great in the first place, I might add.
Yeah.
And the United Nations is absolutely sworn to overthrow capitalism and free enterprise. It's absolutely incredible story, very underreported, obviously, but that's
right.
Why I'm still talking about it.
Well, and this is the thing I saw in quite contrast, and to your point, again, little reporting, is that Donald Trump's at the United Nations, and I'm hearing the wrong gospel, wrong church. How do you talk to these people about capitalism and freedom when they are oppressing women, and their idea is that capitalism is a stench upon this earth, that because of capitalism, because of the American way of life, they're ruining our party.
Well, it is. And, you know, you have to you look at the United Nations and all their various points of corruption. You have to take the UN as a full package. It's not a bunch of little isolated splinters.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full package.
Yeah.
And the fact that they want to overthrow capitalism for enterprise is part and parcel of all of the social stuff that they already do that we hate, that we love to hate, like treatment of women, like all of the conflicts and stuff that are happening around the world. You can't tell who's on whose side anymore.
Mm. Well, and that was going to be my point. Technocracy in and of itself is a deep state, right? I mean, because it's not real obvious. I mean, it is to you. You've been studying this, and there it is. You can see it. But for most people, it's very subtle.
It is, because it's an economic issue, not a political issue. And this is why it's been missed. People love to fight over politics.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you ever heard anybody fight over economics?
Yes.
Even your mother told you, politics, religion, and whatever. You don't talk about
You don't talk about that. Yeah. And what do we talk about on this show? Politics and religion. The very things. Exactly. You know my mother well. Do not talk about, sorry, Mom.
So, you know, nobody fights over economics, and people just don't understand it. You mention economics, and they start, I'm going to go to sleep now. I need to take a nap.
Yeah.
The only people
that fight about economics are husbands and wives. Other than that,
right.
Maybe that's why it doesn't get out to, beyond that, because it's so close to home.
That's right. And
I'm just saying,
you know, I'm all for the doctrine of making America great again, but reforming the political structure is not going to make America great again. Our economic system is what made us great. The political system surrounded that, of course, and protected it, insulated it from outside forces. But it's our economic system that has made us great. Everything we have in life, including the microphone that you and I are speaking over right now, is a result of capitalism for enterprise.
Exactly.
The shoes we wear, the pants we wear, the car that we drive, the house that we own, the jobs that we have, everything is a result of free enterprise and capitalism. And if we lose that, I'll tell you what, we lose everything, Bill.
Yeah, and I would take it one step further in, or behind, if you want to say that, in terms of a starting point, and that has to do with a spiritual condition. We'll talk more about that when we get back.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
It may sound like a mission impossible, but ladies and gentlemen, this is a government of, for, by, we the people. So by virtue of our Constitution, we have a lot of power, but if we don't exercise it, then it's rather meaningless. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and the elites are happy to take advantage of whatever power we leave on the ground. They're happy to pick it up and run away with things. This is why we have the America that we have today, that 6 out of 10 people agree that we're on the wrong track. Our conversation with Patrick Wood continues. And we were talking earlier about how technocracy has been rising, and it's gotten rather fearful for one person in particular, and it's quite interesting because we're talking the artificial intelligence pioneer himself, who is calling for the breakup of big tech here, Patrick. What's going on?
Well, you know, we find this resistance building against Silicon Valley by all kinds of interesting people. I mean, you got politicians around the country. Europe is fining Google a huge amount, over $1 billion for its antitrust activities. But right within their own industry, you got a person like Yoshua Bengio, who is a pioneer in the intelligence and the artificial intelligence industry. Everybody knows this guy, let me tell you.
Right.
And he's worked on virtually every project known to the industry. He's calling for the breakup of big tech because he says, look, these guys are out of control. They're creating a robber baron situation again, like we had in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
He says it's dangerous for democracy and that they've gotten too rich, too centralized, and some of their, much of their philosophy and stuff is antithetic to democracy.
Mm.
And, you know, here we have, and I don't know how they're going to handle this guy. I'm just dying to wait for a response.
Yeah, he's really pulled back the curtain here. I mean, you know, you've got Zuckerberg who has political ambitions. Gates has been more philanthropic with his money. So who's leading the way here on this, with this robber baron mentality? Is it the Gates and the Zuckerbergs or somebody else?
Oh, absolutely. No. Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a lot more people than just that. They're representative.
Right.
You've got Eric Schmidt at Google, who's a member of the Trilateral Commission, by the way.
Right.
You've got Ray Kurzweil, who's a head of engineering at Google. You've got Sam Altman, who's the head of Y Combinator. It's a startup. He's a billionaire. It's a startup organization in Silicon Valley. He's the guy, by the way, that's testing for the second time. It's the second round of testing on universal basic income and how it can be implemented in the United States and around the world. Universal basic income. Because they're inventing so many technologies that are driving people out of work, their answer is, well, what are we going to do with all those displaced people? Well, let's give them universal basic income.
We'll give them a guaranteed income. Yes.
we're going to call them the unemployable class of people. Now, here's a new class of people being invented right now, the unemployable.
Well, that puts welfare on steroids, doesn't it?
It's not. I don't know how you can call it welfare. I'd call it slavery.
Yeah.
You can't get out of it. Once you're unemployable, if you got nowhere to go and you got some just basically enough money to stay alive and not dehydrate your body, so to speak, you're a slave. You've got nowhere to go. You can't get out. And you can't get on. You can't get on another bandwagon to climb out of it. It's permanent slavery.
Yeah. Well, in a lot of ways, that's what welfare has become for several generations. It's become a way of life, sadly. And here it is. You're going to enslave now the next, the next class of people.
Well, that's basically everybody. When you look around at what automation is doing to the labor market, it's stunning. Most people haven't seen it yet because it hasn't been their job.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at companies, for instance, like Amazon and their new automated warehouses,
right,
where they have tens of thousands of these little robots running around collecting and picking orders to be shipped, you watch the thing take place and you go, oh, my gosh, those jobs used to be filled by tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, but who's going to buy their product if they put all the working class out of work, right?
Well, this is a problem. Mm-hmm. This is a problem. It's very short-sighted in my view. But then again, you wonder what their end game is. I suggest it's technocracy all the way. This is what's been in the works for decades. And it's not pretty, folks. Right. It will lead to scientific dictatorship. And many people have predicted that in the past, by the way. People like Francis Schaeffer, who's, I know you know who Francis Schaeffer
is. Yes, right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
The great Christian philosopher from the last century. Even he predicted, looking forward from the mid-1970s, he said, where this is headed, folks, you're headed for a scientific dictatorship where a scientific elite will rule everything. And here we are. I mean,
it's knocking on the door right now. Without a doubt, with all this. Yahshua Bengio's warning should be heard loud and clear, because we see the trajectory. You're watching the trajectory of this. And, even Mark Cuban, ushered a warning here earlier this year about artificial intelligence. Claiming that President Trump was ignoring the obvious development of AI.
He is, and it's just, I'm just going to throw this out as a trial balloon, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
There is still some question as to how close President Trump is to this technocrat core that's running everything, that's trying to run everything. I don't fully have the answer, but there are lots of things like what Mark Cuban says that makes you raise an eyebrow at mm-hmm. what's going on here.
Well,
you know,
and the other thing,
why isn't he blocking these things?
Yeah, the other thing that concerns me is you have people like Elon Musk who are tapping into, our treasury and building up their enterprise at the expense of the people, getting all kinds of tax breaks and our money. And we are... almost helping the enemy here. I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword that we're playing with guys like Elon Musk, isn't it?
Well, it is. These technocrats would be nowhere were it not for the government.
Mm-hmm.
They would be absolutely nowhere. The public purse has financed virtually, well, I said they've been part of it, but they financed the whole green economy mantra across mm-hmm. America.
Right.
From top to bottom, not just the national treasury, but down to state and local and county and city treasuries as well, have been financing the same system that wants to destroy us.
Go figure.
It's just,
I know.
Yeah.
It is insane. And to this point, we see what's happening on one hand with this whole climate change industry. Al Gore, presented part two of his movie, and it came and went with merely a whimper.
Yeah, mostly went. That's a good thing. It didn't do very well at all. Al Gore's out. He's wearing out his welcome totally. Mm-hmm. The whole climate change thing is really starting to fall apart. And most Americans and most people around the world are sick and tired mm-hmm. of hearing it because they know it's just a crock. And they say, guys, will you just give it up? Just give it up. And even scientists now within their own ranks are starting to finally come out of the closet, if you will, and tell the truth that they knew all along, but they didn't do because they'd lose their grants.
Exactly.
If they said anything against it. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason now, you're starting to see cracks in the dike, and they themselves are starting to say, yeah, you know what? Maybe the results were over-exaggerated.
You think?
Yes.
I mean, even starting from the very beginning when you jury-rigged the numbers, and after all this is science, I mean, talk about a hijacking of their, of their profession. Many of them have to be ashamed of themselves. They should be because of the damage what they've done to science.
Exactly. They should be. And if deniers should be punished, I think fraudsters should be punished before the deniers.
Yeah,
This is almost criminal fraud in some cases. In fact, there have been some people go to jail in England that were associated with the big data scandal at University of Anglia mm-hmm. Some years ago. But, they're using fabricated data, and they just treat it as if it's real data, and they don't
exactly.
have any problem with that.
Well, we're out of time. Patrick, always enjoy having you on. Patrick Wood on Bill Martinez Live. Technocracy is rising.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits their needs. This includes creating a list of medications and local pharmacies and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
To stand up and say it, Bill Martinez live.
He's fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, she chicken skins me every time I hear her voice. I mean, that is the passion of a prayer warrior that needs to be heard across our country, because at the basis of what this country is going through right now, it is a spiritual issue. I'll give it to you straight. I mean, we can talk about the economy, we can talk about health care and all these other issues. But foundational to every issue of life that we're dealing with is spiritual. And our next guest, Carmen LaBerge, president of the Presbyterian Lay Committee, and we have a Salem association in common. I will tell you that she is a Salem radio host in Florida, challenges Christians in her new book to stand up to a culture that is out of control. And her brand new book is called Speak the Truth. Carmen, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Well, you know, this was something in terms of speaking the truth. For me, I was quite convicted, in I think it was about 2003 when I was first exposed to the Truth Project from Focus on the Family. Have you been exposed to that series?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually spent 17 years in church-related ministry, and we made use of the Truth Project and found it to be a really a profound way of engaging people with what truth is and what it is not, and the confusion in our culture about the concept of truth. And I think it is the essential starting point of a conversation today for everybody who wants to live in the culture with a biblical worldview.
Exactly. And Carmen, the thing that surprises me is Gallup conducted a poll last year. And I think what surprises me a bit is that I'm not hearing a whole lot of this, from the church. I've had many conversations with George Barna about this that I thought it was quite curious. Even in the Gallup's study of this, the secular world was saying, where are the Christians? How come they're not speaking up and speaking about the chaos in our country? And I had to laugh. I thought it was ironic because I go, well, for decades now, you've been kicking Christians to the back of the bus or off the bus, telling them to shut up, that you had it from here, that you could take, you had control of the country, you could take and do a better job. And so we didn't need God. And now all of a sudden, you're to hell in the handbasket and you're saying, where are the Christians?
Well, and I think we have some really strong examples in response to hurricanes Harvey and Irma. If people have been watching what's happening, the very first people to respond, the very first people who are prepared to respond, mm-hmm. the people who flow in with the right resources in an organized manner to offer actual relief, all of them are Christians.
Yes.
Talking about the Red Cross, Samaritan's Purse, the Southern Baptist Convention Send Relief. We're talking about, the Lutherans. Just go down the list. The United Methodists. The response to disaster. It is actually Christians in the culture who are prepared, who are actually recognizing in advance that disaster is coming. It's always on the horizon. We know it. Mm-hmm. We actually recognize that we're not living in a history that is always progressing towards things being better and better and better. And we recognize. We've read the book. We know where things head. And we are in the culture as people who are ready to engage. Now,
yes.
I hate it that we have to rely on natural disasters as wake-up calls to our communities. But that's what I hear you saying, that we actually now live in a culture that is waking up to the reality of its own brokenness. The question is, are Christians actually prepared to engage those conversations in ways that are winsome and honor Jesus? That's what we're trying to do in Speak the Truth. I'm not just trying to unmask all the issues. I'm trying to equip people to actually have the transforming conversation.
And that is important because what happens, this is a process, Carmen. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to come up. I find myself when I get in conversations with people that are challenging and outside of myself, I first have to smile a bit because I know the Holy Spirit's having fun with me. And take me to that point to where it's not about any kind of intelligence or wisdom that I may have because it's meaningless. It's that nugget. It's that appropriate word, that aptly spoken word that's going to break through and comfort somebody who is in pain. And when I say comfort, sometimes people are in pain and they don't even know it because they've been so delusioned because they've exchanged, as Romans says, the truth for a lie, and they've gotten so used to it that they're so ideologically fixed that it's difficult. It's like, how do you speak a new gospel in the wrong church to somebody that the very thing they're looking for is the gospel message? It's that word aptly spoken that you have at your tongue, but it's connected to the Holy Spirit and not to your head.
All right, so you have actually lifted up two really essential lessons that we talk about in the book.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is this is about the, with a capital T, not me. And
mm-hmm.
so when you are recognizing that the Holy Spirit is playing with you, you're also recognizing that the Holy Spirit is present and that you're willing to be God's man in that moment.
Right.
So if we can get people to see themselves that way, if we can get Christians to recognize it's not about me, whatever is being hurled at me is actually not about me. It is about the contest for the soul that God is currently engaged in for the person that I happen to be standing right in front of.
Exactly.
So God wants that man or that woman or that child, and I happen to be the agent or the ambassador or the minister who he sent to be divinely appointed in that moment.
At that moment in time, exactly.
Yeah. So right. Am I going to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, and am I going to recognize God knows that person, and God knows how to speak to that person, and am I simply going to be a willing vessel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. Carmen, and when I say the Holy Spirit is playing, that's my sense of humor, and the Holy Spirit understands that, and I don't want anybody to think for a moment I'm being disrespectful in any way whatsoever. I am so grateful, and I love the Holy Spirit, and this is our conversation, you know, that I have when I say sometimes he's playing with me. We know better, but you know what I mean. So
I absolutely know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's more introspective.
It's more introspective, and it's real. To me, it's just, sometimes you get so caught up in yourself, and you think you're so serious about it and so spiritual that you miss the moment.
You absolutely do. And I would say that is, that's precisely what I don't want people to do. I don't want us to over-spiritualize things to the point where we miss the moment, where God just wants to use us in the dirty mess of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually like the familiarity, of saying, hey, the Holy Spirit is messing with me or playing with me, because what that says to me is you actually have a significant, intimate relationship with God, and you understand the personality of his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And you understand that that means that there are sometimes provocations that, you know, it's like a friend needling you a little bit, like, hey, this is actually your opportunity here, standing right in front of you. I have appointed you for such a time as this particular moment, this conversation.
Right. And in speaking the truth, as you suggested, it's not about getting so high and mighty and so theological. I still maintain one of my favorite testimonies in the Bible came from a blind man. Very simply stated, but very powerful. All I know, I was blind, now I see. I mean, there's not some heavy theology there, is there?
So, I think that's like the heaviest of all theology, right? If we can actually get to the place where we recognize that the gospel is, it's incredibly complex, but it's also so simple that if I understand that I was lost and now I'm found, or I can understand and embrace that I was blind but now I see, if we can actually get to the place where we recognize that we are redeemed, and that is such a profound and significant difference from the way we once lived, and then we have to have the heart. I think this is really the issue. We have to have the heart for other people who are blind to now see, or for other people who are genuinely lost to actually be found, and then see ourselves as the agents of that.
We become relatable. Carmen LaBerge is with us. We've got more from Carmen on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 18 before the top of the
Attention
hour.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband Both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez. Live.
Yeah, the one thing we say about opinions, in the absence of fact, they rule. But hopefully, you know, opinions are all part of the process that they allow you to kind of, speak it out and engage the culture, all with the goal of arriving to the truth and nailing down the facts. That's what it's all about. Opinion's okay, because that's all part of the practice, and it's kind of what we're starting to talk about, because Christians who have been quieted and have not been used to speaking truth to the issues of the culture and speaking truth to power, and suddenly you go, whoa, how do I articulate this, Carmen LaBerge? Do I need to be so overly careful of making a mistake, or do I need to understand and already have some self-forgiveness in play here to know that it's going to be a process that I'm going to have to crawl before I walk, before I run?
Oh, I think that's an excellent observation. So in learning how to speak the truth and bring God back into every conversation, essentially what we're saying is I have to start by recognizing that every conversation is a conversation God's actually interested in being in. It's not that God becomes the subject of the conversation, or that every conversation turns into a, you know, you need to come to Jesus, even though you and I know as Christians that is in the background of our hopes and prayers, but it's not always in the forefront of the conversation, and it's not going to be. So that's that's not what I'm suggesting. What I'm saying is, if we are fishers of men, then we got to have an angle. We're supposed to be anglers. So right. How is it that I am finding the angle that reframes the conversation from whatever it's about, North Korea, the fact that some people think the world is going to end tomorrow? Like, how am I taking those cultural conversations of the day And I am introducing, well, the theological hook. So if I'm going to talk about North Korea and I'm going to talk about the president's speech at the UN related to North Korea, the one word I am going to grab and take hold of and lay hold of and play around with in conversations with others is the word sovereignty. That's
yes.
a theological word.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, certainly it has huge geopolitical ramifications, but it's a theological word. So what is, you know, let's talk about God's sovereignty. Let's, as Christians, bring that into the conversation while other people are talking about national sovereignty and what that means. On, you know, in the conversation about whether or not the world is going to end tomorrow, you know, here's the reality. Christians recognize that the world is at some point coming to an end. Certainly the world as we know it, that one day God is going to replace it with a new heaven and a new earth. Hey, if the whole culture is actually fixated on the possibility that the world might come to an end, what better opportunity do Christians have we ever had to, you know, to enter into the conversation of the day and say, you know what, I actually know something about that. I actually know we're not going to know the day and the time, but someday it is actually coming to an end, and let's have a conversation about how prepared you are for that and what you think happens after that.
Of course.
So there are angles that we need to be looking for, and we need to not be afraid.
And there, the angles and openings to the conversation, because as you know, right now, there's, you know, conversation that the world will end on September the 23rd. So that has been a good opportunity for people to speak truth to this particular issue. It comes from a group that has previously predicted the end of the world. But as you say, we do not know the date and time, but this is an opener. And some
Absolutely.
People are concerned. They pick up and they hear, they go, you know, and I've had a couple people come to me and say, hey, what do you make of this? And, you know, that's an invitation. Not so much as you say, and I think it's well said, Carmen, not so much that you bring yourself into the conversation, but it's an invitation to bring God. You know, how do we bring God into this conversation?
Yeah, so if we're going to talk about the world coming to an end, then you and I both know from a biblical perspective, we're going to have a conversation about the second coming of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're going to have a conversation about the second coming of Jesus, then we get to talk about Jesus.
Yes.
And we get to talk about his first advent and who he is and what does that mean for human history, that God took on flesh to dwell among us. Oh, you don't even believe in God? Well, let's talk about that.
Right.
If you actually believe in an impersonal universe, tell me where your hope is found.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are all entry points into conversations that I describe as conversational apologetics. Apologetics is like a big, scary idea for a lot of people. Like, they've got to be able to stand on the stage and refute an atheist. All I'm talking about is the everyday, ordinary Christian engaging in a conversation that gives them the opportunity to actually function as an apologist. Because most of our neighbors are living as functional atheists. We're living as if God does not exist. We're certainly not present and powerful, working out a will in the world. So, speak the truth is just literally, I mean, that's all it is, Bill. It is, it's a framework for regular folks to get God back into the conversations that are already taking place in the culture.
And as you say and suggest, Carmen, here is that if you're living a lifestyle evangelism, which we know from the great book and the great author who gave us that concept, if you're living it out and you are offering to the culture and to your neighbors something that they want, you know, they may not be able to put that, they don't quite understand it, but I want what you got. In the midst of hurricanes, in the midst of fires, if you're in the West, or earthquakes in Mexico, what is it that gives you peace? That is the opportunity, if you're living a lifestyle, a godly lifestyle, to relate at your level, to take, you know, because... You know, I've said many times here, Carmen, lately, and this is, you know, one of those Holy Spirit things that God has given me, is that you can't argue somebody into heaven. You know, Jesus didn't argue anybody into heaven. You either, in the face of truth, understood and caught it, or you ignored it like Pontius Pilate. The very thing I think that Pontius Pilate wanted to have and probably searched all his life, because his response to Christ in stating what is truth, it was like he gave up on what he had been looking for, I would think, you know, most of his life. And there he is you know, it's kind of like somebody searching for oil, right? And for years and years, they're digging for oil, and they finally say, I give up. And then somebody else comes behind him and barely sticks the instrument into the ground, strikes oil, and they win, and the other person loses, right?
So, you know, I guess I'm holding out hope that guys like Pontius Pilate, for whom we only have a partial, you know, we only have a partial part of his story. And so maybe it's possible that after the death and resurrection of Jesus, after, you know, after the guards went and made a thorough search for the body and couldn't come up with it, you know, is it possible that Pontius Pilate actually does come to faith? We don't know. We don't know the answer to that question.
But we know his wife was, we know his wife was spiritually sensitive.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, I'm one of those people that holds out hope that even if I'm having conversations with people who utterly reject, absolutely at every level, utterly reject, any notion that God exists or that Jesus was the Son of God or that, you know, they're, or that they're even living in such a way that needs redeeming, that it's still my responsibility to plant that seed, till that soil, to, you know, to speak on behalf of God as an ambassador of his kingdom and his kingship, no matter what. It's still my responsibility because God knows what's going on in the heart and life of that person, and God knows the point at which that word planted is going to produce fruit.
Exactly. But like everything about our faith, it's not passive, it's active. And in Speak the Truth, How to Bring God Back into Every Conversation, book that, it's just being released, right?
Yeah, it releases on Monday, but people can go and you can get it at Amazon or you can come to reconnectwithcarmen.com. And if you're not a reader, if you're a listener, there's an audio book available as well. So some folks, you know, they like to listen, they don't want to read, and so it's all, we just released them both at the same time.
Excellent. And we're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to start. I mean, the call to action here is that, in a sense, Carmen, you're speaking anyway. So if you're going to speak, speak the truth. It's there. It's in your heart. Understand that this culture has exchanged the truth for a lie. You know, see in those areas. You know, it's time to have a Selah moment, as the Bible would say, with these pause moments of life where we evaluate and say, okay, what, where do I need to make some alterations? Where do I need to, you know, renew my mind in putting on the mind of Christ as the full armor of God in one of the critical elements of the full armor that we put on, and renew our minds so that we are, we're better equipped and have a better handle to speak the truth and to be sensitive, how to bring God into this, because you will have those God-like moments, and I'm sure you've had those where you say, "Word, I don't know where that came from. It's brilliant. It's not me."
Absolutely.
Right?
Hey, we just encourage, yeah, and just encourage people really just to not be afraid that, you know, if God has you and God has an interest in that other person, which we already acknowledged, just let God have you in that moment. And recognize that every moment that you have spent with him in developing an intimate relationship with him, every minute that you have spent cultivating the mind of Christ on the matters of the day, God will then in turn use all of that time with him in your conversations with others.
Amen. Speak the Truth, How to Bring God Back into Every Conversation. You can check it out. Go to our website. Your website, very quickly, Carmen.
ReconnectWithCarmen.com.
There it is. Just that simple. Thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great weekend.
You.
Carmen LaBerge, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.